Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pad Paramount Safari Raja Kacharyas, the Terrace of Shishin, and Divine Grace, Ace of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shil Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Rinta Ki Jai, Nama Charya Shil Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikha O Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gorba Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kundaradha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premananda. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gong. All glories to Shishi. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing Chapter 9, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're starting 336, starting to something like 357, I think. Okay. So we can all read together Bengali. Je pate purve prabhu kaila agaman, se pate chalila deki sarva vaishnavgan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned by the same road he had formerly taken to Vidyanagara, and all the Vaishnavas along the way saw him again. Jahanjai, Jahanjai, loka ute haridwani kari. Deki anandita mana haira gaura hari. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, the holy name of Sri Hari was vibrated. Seeing this, the Lord became very happy.
Alalanate asi Krishna dasi prakaila. Nityananda adi nijagane bolaila.
When the Lord reached Alalanath, he sent his assistant Krishnadas ahead to call for Nityananda Prabhu and other personal associates.
Prabhu Ragamana Suni Nityananda Rai Rutya Chalila Premi Tehar Nahipai.
As soon as Nityananda Prabhu received news of the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately got up and started out to see him. Indeed, he was very impatient in his great ecstasy.
Jagarananda Damodara Pandit Mukunda Achyacha Lila Dehe Nakare Ananda.
Sri Nityananda Rai, Jagarananda, Damodara Pandit, and Mukunda all became ecstatic in their happiness, and dancing along their way, they went to meet the Lord.
Gopinatha Acharya Chalila Anandita Haya Prabhu Rema Lila Sabe Pate Lagapaya.
Gopinath Acharya also went in a very happy mood. They all went to meet the Lord, and they finally contacted him on the way.
Prabhu prema veshe sabaya kaila alangana, prema veshe sabe kare ananda kandana.
The Lord was also filled with ecstatic love, and he embraced them all. Out of their love, they began to cry with pleasure. Ananda Krandana. This Prema Veshe comes many times. Prema Veshe and ecstatic love. Aveshe means be filled with like that. Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita was very dear to Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He used to always read Chaitanya Charitamrita. He predicted that there would be a time when people from other countries would learn Bengali just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we can sometimes take time and at least learn some of the words, pronunciations or something. Two times Prema Veshe came, Ananda Krandana. Krandana is crying, of course. Alingana, embraced, they all embraced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all, he says there. All right, text 343.
Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya Anande Chalila Samudrera Tare Asi Prabhure Malila.
Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya also went to see the Lord with great pleasure, and he met him on the beach by the sea.
Sarva Bhoma Mahaprabhura Padila Charane Prabhutanre Utaya Kaila Alangane.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord pulled him up and embraced him.
Prema veshe sarvabhauma karila rodane sabasange aila prabhu ishvara darashane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cried in great ecstatic love. Then the Lord, accompanied by them all, went to the temple of Jagannath. Jagannath Arashana Pramavishe Kaila Kampasveda Pulakashute Kasirabhasila. Due to ecstatic love experienced upon visiting Lord Jagannath, inundations of trembling, perspiration, tears, and jubilation swept the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bahu Nitya Gita Kaila Premavishtahaya Panda Pala Aila Sabe Mala Prasadalaya. In ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted. At that time, all the attendants and priests came to offer him a garland and the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. Those who are priests engaged in Lord Jagannath's service are called pandas or pandits, and they are Brahmins. The attendants who look after the temple's external affairs are called palas. The priests and attendants went together to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this very ancient system is going on, Jagannath Puri. There's so many different servants of the Lord Jagannath there, all engaged in different services. Their family has been taking care for generations like that. They're all coming down in this way. They get trained up by their forefathers in particular service. Recently, we've seen some pictures on the internet how they're preparing the wheels for Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart. It's interesting. They have dug holes, ditches in the ground, and they put the axle on the ditch, and then they pound. Everything is done. They don't use any nails, I don't believe. They just, everything is fit together. So these personalities who do it, first of all, they have very special wood for that. And that's all cut by these persons, carpenters. They fit all the wood together, very nice Rath carts, just like we have nice Rath cart Rath Yatra. But the Rath carts in Jagannath Puri, they're very large and fit together all by wood, the wheels and everything. Text 348, Mala Prasada Paya Prabhu Shustira Haida Jagannathera Seva Kasaba Anande Malila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became patient after receiving the garland and prasadam of Lord Jagannath. All the servants of Lord Jagannath met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Kashi Mishra Asi Prabhura Padila Charani Manya Kari Prabhu Tanre Kaila Alangane. Afterward, Kashi Mishra came and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord respectfully embraced him. Who is Kashi Mishra? Anybody knows? He was a priest, the king's priest, and Lord Chaitanya stayed at his house, Kashi Mishra's house. Prabhulaya Sarvabhauma Nijagare Gela Moragare Bhikshabali Nimantrana Kaila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then took the Lord with him to his home, saying, "Today's luncheon will be at my home." In this way, he invited the Lord. So it's hardly a request here. Moragare Bhikshabali. In this way, he invited the Lord. One time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we'll talk about it later. Let's finish up the reading first here. Divya Mahaprasada Aneka Anaila Pita Pana Adi Jagannath Ye Kaila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought various types of food remnants that had been left by Lord Jagannath. He brought all kinds of cakes and condensed milk preparations. Madhyana Karila Prabhu Nitya Garelaya Sarvabhama Gari Bhiksha Karila Asya Accompanied by all his associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house and took his noon lunch there. Piksha karaya lantane kaila sayana apane sarvabhauma kalipada sambhahana. After offering food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made him lie down to rest, and he personally began to massage the legs of the Lord. Prabhu tanre pataila bojana karite seratri tanra gare rahila tanra prite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to take his lunch, and the Lord remained that night in his home just to please him. Sarvabhauma sange aralaya nijagana tirta jatta kata kahi kaila jagarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates remained with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They all stayed awake the entire night as the Lord spoke of his pilgrimage. Prabhu kahe eta tirta kailun pariratan tamasama vaishnavana dekilun ekachan. The Lord told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I have traveled to many holy places, but I could not find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. We can do this one responsively, I guess. Ekaramanandarai bahu sukadila. Ekaramanandarai bahu sukadila. Pata kahe elagi milite kahila. Pata kahe elagi malite kahila. Ekaramananda rai bahu sukadila. Pata kahe elagi milite kahila. Ekaramananda rai bahu sukadila. Pata kahe e lagi mulita kahila. Ekaramananda rai bahu sukadila. Ladies. Ekaramanandara bahu sukadila. Pata kahe e lagi milita kahila. Ramanandarai, Ramanandarai, Bahusuka, much pleasure, Gila, gave, Bhattakahe, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, Elagi, for this reason, Milite, to meet, Kahila, I requested. Translation. And Purport by his Devangri Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I received much pleasure from the talks of Ramananda Roy. The Bhattacharya replied, for this reason I requested that you meet him. Purport. In the Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya, beginning of the eighth act, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sarvabhauma, I have traveled to many holy places, but I cannot find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. However, I must admit that Ramananda Rai is wonderful. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replies, therefore, my Lord, I requested that you see him. Practically the same thing as mentioned, stated here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says, there are, of course, many Vaishnavas in these holy places, and most of them worship Lord Narayan. Others, who are called Tattvavadis, are also Lakshmi Narayan worshippers. but they do not belong to the pure Vaishnava cult. There are many worshippers of Lord Shiva, and there are also many atheists. Regardless, my dear Bhattacharya, I very much like Ramananda Roy and his opinions. Mama jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurunmiditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa karamayam tatati svapadantikam nama om vishnu paraya krishna prastaya bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatarishtarani Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhibhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has returned to Jagannath Puri after his travels to South India. We've been reading so many weeks now that all the different places that Lord Chaitanya visited in South India. And near the beginning, when he, just after he left Jagannath Puri, he met with Ramananda Roy on the banks of the Godavari River. That was the last chapter, that was that chapter 8. And it's a nice description how, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Ramananda Roy by, the request of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a very great scholar, according to, I guess, Krishna Gauragana Dishadipika, he was incarnation of Brihaspati. He was a great scholar, very respected throughout India. And he had met with Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was the governor of Madras. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great personality. That kingdom of Madras was under the rule of the king of Jagannath Puri and Maharaj Pratapurudra. So they had some opportunity, I guess, to meet. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Mayavadi, practically impersonalist, and he couldn't appreciate Ramananda Roy. But he was able to understand after converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vaishnavism, then he could understand that who this Ramananda Roy was. He was actually a great devotee. So this is noteworthy, actually, that even though he didn't appreciate Ramananda Roy in the beginning, he could remember all of his different qualities and everything. And after he became Vaishnava, then he could understand, oh, actually, this person was really, right on. He was like, he knew what he was talking about. He understood topics that not anyone else could understand practically. That was understood by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the whole 8th chapter of the discussion is there, talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. And it actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 very intimate associates in Jagannath Puri, and his later, in the final years of his life, among those personalities was Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, Sikhi Mahiti, and the sister of Sikhi Mahiti was the half like that. So these personalities were very intimate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not deal with everyone in the same way. As you can see, I mean, this whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, this gives gives an insight into the spiritual dealings between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates like that. Narottam Das Thakur, he, in one of his songs, he says that Gaurangara Nit Sangigane, Sangigane means associates of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangara Sangigane Nityasiddha Karimane, that one should understand that these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are all Nityasiddhas, eternal associates. They're transcendentally situated just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Gaurangara Sangigane Nityasiddha Karimane Sejai Rajendra Sutapas. If someone simply understands that and appreciates how these associates are situated on the same platform as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he's qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So one should understand that how the Lord deals with these different associates, it's all on the transcendental platform, just as mentioned here that how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to his house. He said, today's lunch will be at my house. He didn't request, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very aware of that. He had already, Lord Chaitanya had already displayed his Shikshayan form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And still, he invited him in that way, that today you're eating at my house. There was no... So these dealings, these are very important to understand how the Lord deals with his different associates. And he deals with different persons in different ways. Just like when he visited South India, he was going here and there and performing Sankirtan. In this way, he would perform Sankirtan with the general mass of people. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he would discuss philosophy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he also discussed philosophy with Prakashananda Saraswati in Kashi later on. And the principles of devotional service, he discussed with personalities like Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And only with his most intimate associates, Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, Madhava Mahiti, then he would discuss these topics of Radha and Krishna's pastimes like that, their conjugal affairs like that. So one should understand that there is different qualities, different levels of devotional service, and different perspectives. Just like in this material world, there are so many gradations. Just like even in school, we have different grades of school. As one progresses, he learns different intricacies of different subjects. Just like math, you begin with starting up with simple addition and subtraction like that, and then gradually you'd learn multiplication, division, and then there's algebra, geometry, trigonometry. It becomes more and more detailed. As you learn more and more of the subject matter. Similarly, the spiritual subject matter is similar in a similar fashion. Just like Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he described Bhagavad Gita as the ABCs, Ds of spiritual knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam he described as the graduate study, and this Chaitanya Charitamrita is described as the postgraduate study of spiritual knowledge. Because here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can understand, we can actually see how to deal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a personal relationship, how the devotees are dealing with the Lord. Today's luncheon will be at my house. One time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this month I want you to come every day to my house for lunch. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no, I can't do that. I think it's not very clearly, I'm just trying to remember that pastime. I think that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya indirectly, because they gradually cut it down to like 5 days, I think, in the month that Lord Chaitanya agreed to take lunch at his house. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said that, well, you have so many different associates that you take lunch with, so I will invite them for the other days of the month. So it's not clearly understood, I don't think, but I think that Lord Chaitanya was going to be coming with those associates to his house anyway, so because he invited them, and he had their associates with him. So in this way, there's a whole chapter about how Lord Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fed the Lord one day, and his son-in-law, Amoga, came and made some comments on Lord Chaitanya's eating. And even though he was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya chased him out of the house with a stick and told that from now on he's ostracized from my family, like that. Anyway, of course here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord glorifies him. Toma sama Vaishnava dekilo nekajan. Said, I could not find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. But then he says, ek Ramananda Roy bahu sukadila. But this Ramananda Roy, I took very great pleasure meeting him with him. So Ramananda Roy, as we mentioned, as he's one of the most intimate associates of the Lord in Jagannath Puri. He was the son of one Bhavananda Roy. And Bhavananda Roy had five sons, actually. Ramananda Roy was the eldest. So one time Lord Chaitanya actually told us, Bhavananda Roy, that you are, I understand that you are Maharaj Pandu, and your five sons are the five Pandavas. Ramananda Roy, of course, was the Arjuna, even though he was the oldest. But he had the other brothers were there, Gopinath Patnaik, Vaninath, Sudanidhi, and the other one, I don't know. Kalanidhi, thank you. Kalanidhi was his fifth brother. Their house is in Alalanath, where Lord Chaitanya first, it's mentioned that he first came there just before Jagannath Puri. He came to Alalanath. And we went there one time, yes. Some sword was there, yeah. Ramananda Roy's sword was there, and they had in the temple there at the place where Bhavananda Roy's house was. They had some palm leaf manuscripts, and they said was a sword of Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, he helped to arrange the meeting of Maharaj Prataparudra with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he glorified the king. Maharaj Prataparudra was the king of Puri. He very much wanted to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and different associates had tried. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had requested the Lord to meet the king, because the king was very much interested to meet the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kept pressing the Lord, and they said, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to this Alalanath. And because it's not fitting for a sannyasi to meet a pound, shillings, pence man. So it's interesting that Even though he refused to meet the king so much, he met with Ramananda Roy, who was also a government minister. Ramananda Roy also, he was in the, came in the family, it's called a Karana caste, which is sometimes considered to be like a Kayasta or a Shudra. In other words, they're not high class, like it was a Brahmin. Brahmins are, were considered the highest caste, of course, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. So Ramananda Roy was coming in the family that is just considered just a, like a Shudra. And still, of course, that pastime is there when they met first time, that Ramananda Roy was with a whole huge entourage of people, many of them Brahmins. And when they met, they embraced, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this Ramananda Roy, and they fell down to the ground in ecstasy. And these Brahmins were all watching that, how is this possible? How is, what's going on? This is a person's a sannyasi, and he's embracing a Shudra. And this Shudra is actually a government minister. He's very respectable position, and they're both rolling on the ground. What's going on? So they couldn't understand that how this two social, because social social divisions were very prominent. Even 100 years ago, what to speak of 500 years ago, there was very marked distinctions between how the dealings between the different castes were in society. And Ramananda Roy still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, was inquiring from Ramananda Roy. He was a sannyasi, and he was inquiring from Ramananda Roy about all these different spiritual topics. And Ramananda Roy, of course, at some point he became very much, well, generally he became very much shy that how you're asking me these questions, I'm from a low caste. And at that time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated this verse, this very important verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted many times, that kibra vipra kibanyasi shudra kena nyai jay krishna tattvaveta se guru hai. Very important verse that one should understand, that the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that it doesn't matter, kibra vipra, doesn't matter if one's a Brahmin, kibra nyasi, if it's a sannyasi, shudra kenenai, or if he's a shudra, but jay krishna tattvaveta, that krishna tattvaveta means he should know the science of Krishna. Jay krishna tattvaveta, one who does that, one who knows that science of Krishna, say guru hai. Jay krishna tattvaveta, say guru hai. He can become a spiritual master. So, this is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught these principles. Actually, he taught principles through these personalities, these great personalities in his movement like that. Srila Prabhupada points out four particular principles that he pointed out through four different associates that... Damodar Pandit was very taught, he was, gave the example that how one can be very objective as a critic, that Damodar Pandit, he even criticized the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time for associating with the son of a very beautiful widower like that. And similarly, Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami was born in a very respectful Saraswat Brahmin family, and he became a big government minister and very great scholar, but still he was very humble and meek. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this principle through Sanatan Goswami, how one should be very humble and meek. And Haridas Thakur, of course, Haridas Thakur was beaten in 21 marketplaces, and still he never gave up chanting Harinam, Kanda Kanda Hai Jadi Deya Jai Pran, Tabu Ami Padane Na Hari Na Chari Harinam, that he was never going to give up chanting in any situation. So the forbearance of Haridas Thakur is so exemplary. This principle is taught by Haridas Thakur. And Ramananda Roy taught also one principle. You know what that principle, besides you? He taught, Ramananda Roy actually, he wrote one drama called Jagannath Vallabh Natak. And this drama describes the appearance of Lord Jagannath. And Ramananda Roy, he used to, he trained some young ladies how to present this drama. And Ramananda Roy was completely situated on the spiritual platform. He used to clean these ladies' bodies with his own hands, massage them with oils, and dress them and teach them how to act in this drama completely detached. He was his mind was completely fixed on the transcendental platform. He was seeing everything, how these ladies were supposed to be, very attractive girls who were supposed to be presenting this drama for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So everything, he was completely transcendentally situated throughout the whole process like that. One time, one big Brahmin came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pradyumna Mishra. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, I want to hear some Krishna katha from you. That this Pradyumna Mishra, he was a very prestigious Brahmin. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I can't help you very well. I myself go to Ramananda Roy to hear Krishna katha, so you should go to him. So, being requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Pradyumna Mishra, he went to see this Ramananda Roy. And at the time, Ramananda Roy was taking care of these, they're called Devadasis, in his garden, taking care and preparing them for this drama. And Pradyumna Mishra, he waited and waited for this, for opportunity to talk with Ramananda Roy, but he didn't get the opportunity because Ramananda Roy was fully engaged with these two Devadasis, preparing them for this drama to present to Lord Jagannath. Later at the end of the day, Ramananda Roy came out and said, oh, you've been waiting to talk to me? I didn't know that. I'm very sorry. Please come tomorrow or something. This Pradyumna Mishra, he went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he told him that what was going on, that this Ramananda Roy was taking intimate care of these two young ladies. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that even if I hear the name of a woman, my mind becomes agitated. But this Ramananda Roy, he takes care so nicely of these two young ladies, and his mind is completely fixed how to please the Lord. Anukulina Krishnanu Shilin. This is the perfection of devotional service, to become completely absorbed how to please the Lord 24 hours a day with no other thoughts like that. So in this way, Ramananda Roy was exemplified how one can completely conquer over the influence of Cupid. This was the taught by the character of Ramananda Roy. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ek Ramananda Roy Bahu Sukadila, that This Ramananda Roy gave me very great pleasure. Other personalities are there, mentioned how they came to meet Lord Chaitanya also. Gopinath Acharya, he was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as you mentioned, he was a Mayavadi. And this Gopinath Acharya, he helped to convince the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the great personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There we are. Anything else? No. Anybody has any questions? Anyway, yeah, there's one other point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada many times quotes this one line, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vijay. What is that? Vijnena Bhujaya. That one? Huh? Nabhujaya. Nabhujaya. Nabhujaya means can't understand. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, that Kriya, the activities of Vaishnava and the behavior. Very difficult to understand. Yes, this is a point that I wanted to make, that because Pundarik Vidyanidhi is sometimes mentioned along with Raya Ramananda, that Pradyumna Mishra, he couldn't understand the glories of Ramananda Roy immediately, and Gadadhar Pandit, he couldn't understand the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi immediately, even though this Pradyumna Mishra and Gadadhar Pandit were Vaishnavas themselves. They couldn't immediately understand the glories of these two great personalities because they externally they acted in practically like materialists. Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Ramananda Roy, their activities didn't, external activities didn't appear to be those of an ordinary Vaishnava, sadhak Vaishnava, but they're completely transcendental personalities. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nityasita Karimane. And of course these pastimes are there. Gadadhar Pandit, Pradyumna Mishra, they acted in that way, of course, also to teach us that one should understand that the Vaishnava is understood by his firm conviction that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is my eternal master and I'm his servant. And I have no business except to engage in his service, transcendental, loving service. So, okay, anything? Comments or questions? Text 350, Sarvabhauma, Prabhulaya, Sarvabhauma Nijagare Gela, Moragare Pikshavali, Nimantrana Kaila. 350? I think that's the one she's talking about. 9350. Yes.
So I feel like that's a really common word. I mean, even the next word, it after he had accepted the lancha, after Mahaprabhu goes to his house, the word that is used is Mahaprabhu accepted the bhiksha.
Bhiksha, yes.
So that's like very common, knowing that.
Bhiksha means, use the term that they use for lunch. But bhiksha means to give them something,
yes.
to give alms, yes. But that generally.
Why would he use that word
bhiksha? That's because what else they're going to take? They're not going to take any money or anything else. They, sannyasis, they go to take some lunch.
If I invite her, I'm not going to say come and accept Diksha. It's a very strong word.
It's a very strong word. Bhikshuk, yeah. Sannyasi is called Bhikshuk, one who takes Bhikshuk.
But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
He could have, I mean, like, he would say, okay, come and give me your mercy in the form of God. Just coming to our house is mercy, or grace my house, or something like that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you're giving alms to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that's the relationship that they have. That the so intimate relationship that they that I'm actually giving you something. Is that the point you're making? That all right. Yeah, something. In charge.
Was wondering what was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's position in the government, was he?
In the government?
And then secondly, he said that he was a lower caste, so how did he become the governor?
How did he become governor? By qualification, I guess. That is not explained the details like that, but huh? Yes. Who, Sarvabhauma or Ramananda? Ramananda. Yes, by it's a qualification. He's a great scholar like that. Yeah, okay. Karan. There's mentioned also that his brother Gopinath Patnaik, they must have, his father must have had some good position, and when the sons grew up, they saw that they were very qualified. Gopinath Patnaik used to collect taxes on behalf of the king. There's one chapter in the Antya Lila how he misappropriated some of the king's funds, and the king told one of his sons to negotiate with him. Gopinath Patnaik had some horses that he wanted to. He said, I don't have the money, cash right now to give you, but I can give you some horses. So the king said, all right. The eldest son was very qualified to ascertain the value of these horses. But he had some dispute with Gopinath, so he gave some lower value for the horses, and then Gopinath insulted the prince, said, my horses don't turn their heads up in the sky like the prince had some idiosyncrasy like that. He would turn his head like that. Said, my horses don't turn their heads up in the sky. So the prince took him to the put him on the changa. There's a platform where they the platform and then swords, stationary swords pointing up. They were supposed to fall onto these swords. So everyone went running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The princess put Gopinath Patnaik on the changa for killing him. And he said, why has he done that? He said, because he misappropriated some king's funds. So anyway, their position was very good. And when the king found out, of course, he stopped the prince. He said, no, I didn't tell you to kill him. I just wanted my funds back, the money back. And then he gave, actually, Gopinath Patnaik a better position. With better pay, and he gave him, I think he gave him a chet or two or something as a sign of respect. And similarly, Ramananda Roy was requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to retire and join him in Jagannath Puri. And when Ramananda Roy told the king that he wanted to join Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, the king was very pleased, and he gave him a full pension and told him, "You're very fortunate that you get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So they had the families were known, I guess, like that. They could understand.
When you say the king, do you mean Bhattaparudra back up in Jagannath and Orissa?
Yes, he was the king of apparently down to Madras. All the whole area was, I guess, under his control.
Well, back in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was he in government or was he more?
Was he in government? Not directly. I think he was like respected as a, I don't know.
Brahmin.
Huh?
He's the Brahmin caste. He was Brahmin.
Yeah, he was Brahmin. He was like the. Yeah, advisor, okay. He was respected as one of the greatest scholars in the whole country like that. So obviously the king, who was a great devotee, he had exchanges with him many times. Knew him very well. Advisor. Okay, anything else? Okay, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya. As Ramananda Roy's appearance or disappearance day was just 2 days ago, I think. Oh, you did? Sorry.